Today I speak to you on the Great Commission.
Dinten ieu abdi bade nyarios ngeunaan amanat agung.
And want to read to you from Mark chapter 16.
Abdi hoyong ngaos tina Markus pasal 16.
Mark 16 as from verse 9.
Markus 16 ngawitan ayat ka 8.
Verse 9, now when he rose early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 demons.
Tangges Gusti tangi hirup deui poe mingguna isuk-isuk nu ku anjeunna mimiti ditembongan teh nyaeta Maria Magdalena, Gusti kantos ngusir 7 setan ti manehna.
She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept.
Maria Magdalena tuluy bebeja ka sakur nu sok ngiring ka Gusti sarta harita keur para sedih.
And
prihatin.
When they had heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe.
Tapi beja yang Yesus parantos tangi hirup deui jeung nembongan ka Maria Magdalena kumarehna sama sekali teu diandel.
Verse 13. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either.
Tapi murid-murid nu duaan teh baralik deui sarta terus bebeja deui ka nu sejen tapi ieu oge henteu dipercaya ku batur-baturna teh.
Verse 14.
Ayat 14.
After that he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
Panuntunganna Gusti nembongan ka murid-murid 11na waktu semarena keur dalahar, ku Gusti dibabaleh ku sabab teu baroga iman, turuk-turuk kekeuh embongan del ka batur anu geus nyaksian sorangan yen nya Gusti hirup deui.
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Terasna anjeunna ngadawuh, maraneh ku kami rek diutus, jug-jug sakuliah dunya, embarkeun Injil ka umat sakumna.
Verse 20.
Ayat 20.
And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
Para murid beral, arindit, sejang warkan Injil kasuklak kasiklukna, sajarone ngajalankan tugasna maranena dituyun ku pangeran, numaparin pangdedel ku rupi-rupi tanda ajaib, ngesan ngabuktikan yang nudi warkan ku murid-murid teh perkara
sajadina. Something has staggered me here.
Hiji hal nu matak kaget ku abdi di dieu.
3 times in a row we read that the disciples did not believe when they were told the gospel.
Tilu kali dina hiji bagian, urang ngaos yen murid-murid henteu percanten waktos Injil diuarkeun ka aranjeunna.
Jesus had risen from the dead.
Yesus parantos tangi di antawis nu maraot.
He had been seen by witnesses.
Katingali ku saksi-saksi.
The disciples were told again and again that Jesus was alive.
Sababaraha kali murid-murid dipasian terang yen Yesus hirup.
Verse 11 says,
ayat 11 unggalna kieu.
And they did not believe.
Aranjeunna henteu percanten.
Verse 13 says.
Ayat 13.
And they did not believe.
Aranjeunna henteu percanten.
Verse 14 says.
Ayat 14.
They did not believe and suffered from hardness of hearts.
Aranjeunna ngabeleh ka henteu percayaan sareng ka bedegongan maranehna.
Imagine 3 times in a row. They did not believe, they did not believe, they did not believe.
Bayangkan, 3 kali dina hiji bagian aranjeunna henteu percanten, henteu percanten, henteu percanten.
But now the hammer comes.
Nanging ayeuna.
Verse 15.
Ayat 15.
These very people who did not believe, not believe, not believe, now experience something terrific.
Jalmi-jalmi anu henteu percanten, henteu percanten, henteu percanten, ayeuna ngalaman hal nu dipikasieunan.
It is to these people that Jesus turns and says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Jalmi-jalmi ieu Yesus ningali sareng dawuh, jug-jug ka sakuliah dunia, embar ke Injil ka umat sakumna.
If I have been there, if I can say it like that.
Pami abdi aya di dinya sareng tiasa nyaeta sapertos kitu.
Maybe I would have approached the Lord Jesus from behind.
Pangitan abi bari nyaketan Gusti Yesus di pengker.
And I would have whispered into his ear, Lord Jesus, are you sure you picked the right people?
Dibade ngaharewas kacepilna, Gusti Yesus nah anjen yakin milih jalmi anu tepat.
This is a bunch of unbelievers.
Yesa kempalan jalmi anu teu percanta.
Are you entrusting your great commission to such unbelieving people?
Nah, salira mercantankan amat akung ka jalmi-jalmi henteu percanten sapertos kitu.
Isn't the gospel doomed from its very outset?
Sanes Injil baris gagal tingawi tanana.
I think Jesus would have smiled.
Imutan abi Yesus pasti em.
He would have turned to me and he would have said, shut up.
Ajana beres ningali ka abi sarengata bos cicing.
And he may have continued to say.
Tanapi neraskan.
Reinhard Bonnke, I have a secret.
Reinhard Bonnke, tingali. Kami miboga rahasia.
I have a fantastic secret.
Kami ngabogaan rahasia fantastis.
The great commission will be fulfilled by a mighty secret.
Amanat agung barisi terdunan ku rahasia nu kawasa.
And that secret is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Rahasia nanya eta dikucurkan roh suci.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is a fact.
Yaitu bukti.
Now let's read this chapter to the end.
Ayana orang ngaos pasal ieu dugi ka
rinci. And there we see in verse 20.
Orang baris ningali ayat 20.
And they went out and preached everywhere.
Murid-murid berarindit sejang warkan Injil ka suklak.
Now I ask myself, what changed these people from verse 14 Christians to verse 20 Christians?
Abi tu maros kadiri nyalira, non nungaruk bi jalmi-jalmi ieu ti jalmi Kristen ayat 14 janten orang Kristen ayat 20.
Something must have happened between verse 14 and verse 20.
Pasti aya ka jantana antawis ayat 14 sareng ayat 20.
Mission impossible became mission accomplished.
Misi anu mustahil jadi hiji misi nu kalaksanakeun.
By the new means that Jesus Christ introduced.
Ku harti nu enggal Yesus Kristus dikenalkeun.
Namely the power of the Holy Spirit.
Nyaeta kawasa Roh Suci.
Between verse 14 and verse 20 Pentecost happened.
Antawis ayat 14 ka ayat 20 kajadianana Pentakosta.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that changed everything.
Eta ngarubih sagalana.
That turned people from mere disciples to firebrand evangelists.
Eta pisan ngarubih jalmi tina murid biasa jantan panginjil nu sumanget.
And they went forth.
Teras aranjeuna angkat kawan.
They got into action.
Ngalakukeun.
They went forth preaching the gospel everywhere.
Adukeun Injil ka mana-mana.
I am frustrated when I hear Christians say we've got to wait upon the Lord.
Abi frustasi waktos ngadangu orang Kristen nyarios. Abi saraya kedah ngantosan.
The last time we ever read that we should wait upon the Lord was when Jesus said that the disciples should wait in Jerusalem until they were endued with the power from on high.
Panuntungan abi ngaos yen urang kedah ngantosan Gusti nyaeta waktos Yesus ngadawuh yen para murid kedah ngantosan di Yerusalem dugi ka anjeuna dilengkepan ku kawasa tiluhur.
But since then they never waited again.
Aing saparantos eta aranjeuna henteu kantos ngantosan deui.
Waiting upon the Lord is an Old Testament concept.
Ngantosan Gusti teh konsep perjanjian lami.
Because these Christians went forth.
Marga orang-orang Kristen ieu angkat kaluar.
Today I want to say to everybody.
Ayeuna abi hoyong nyarios ka sarea jalmi.
Today we don't wait upon God, God waits upon us.
Ayeuna urang henteu ngantosan Gusti, Gusti nu ngantosan urang.
And they went forth. They went out.
Aranjeuna angkat kaluar.
Okay, let's now turn to Acts chapter 2.
Ayo urang ngaos carias padamelan rasul-rasul pasal 2.
So that we can see what happened between verse 14 and verse 20.
Sebelas orang tiasa ningali naon ku kajantan antawis ayat 14 sareng 20.
And what propelled these men and women into the whole world.
Sareng naon nu ngadorong jalmi-jalmi ieu ka kuliah dunia.
Preaching the gospel to every creature.
Ngadugikan Injil ke segala makhluk.
This is what happened.
Iya nu kajian tenanan.
I read Acts 2 verse 1.
Ingat syarat pada Rasul-Rasul pasal 2 ayat 1.
Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Ada jalmi anu percantan kempal di hiji tempat waktu spoe Pentakosta.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Dumadakan aya sora ti langit ngaguruh lir angin barat, sorana minuhan ka sakaliah imah anu keur dicaralikan tea.
And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
Reh katembong ku aranjeuna aya nu pating suliwer mangrupa letah nu hurung-hurung lir seuneu tuluy aranjeuna.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Aranjeuna geus kalinggan ku Roh Suci sarta mimiti sasauran dina rupa-rupa basa numutkeun gerak ti Roh Suci teh.
This was it.
Ieu nu kajantenan.
And this is it.
Sareng ieu hasilna.
It is not by might.
Anas kumari ka perkuasaan. Sareng kakiatan.
By my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Anas kumari ki Roh Gusti.
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mungku kawasa Roh Suci.
And evangelism in the power of the Holy Spirit is power evangelism.
Penginjilan dina kawasa Roh Suci nyata kawasa penginjilan.
Here is so much truth.
Seurpisan bebeneran di dia.
I will just take one or two points.
Abdi mung bade nyandak hiji atanapi
dua pokok. For instance, in verse 3 it says.
Contohna tina ayat 3 unggalna.
That there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
Reh katembongku aranjeuna aya nu pating suliwer mangrupa letah anu hurung lir seuneu tuluy areunteup ka aranjeuna.
I like here when it says, and one sat upon each of them.
Abdi resep di dieu waktos dicarioskeun sareng eunteup ka aranjeuna masing-masing.
There is a flame for every head.
Aya seuneu hurung kanggo tiap mastaka.
There is a flame for every head.
Aya seuneu hurung kanggo setiap mastaka.
I repeat, there is a flame for every head.
Abdi diulang deui, aya seuneu hurung kanggo tiap mastaka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's one thing.
Eta hiji hal.
The other thing is.
Hal nu sanesna eta.
I read here that it says.
Dicaraskan ayat
bahasa. That these were divided tongues.
Bahasa nu benten.
And I checked the Greek. It speaks.
Kuapi di parios dina bahasa Yunani. Diserat letah.
So there were little flames that came down and sat on every head.
Jantan aya seuneu alit nu hurung nu lungsur sareng enteup di luhur satiap mastaka.
And I asked myself a question.
Bitu maros ka nyalira.
What would have happened on the day of Pentecost?
Naon nu kajantenan dina dinten Pentakosta?
If instead of many small little flames, one gigantic flame would have descended upon Jerusalem.
Umpami seuneu alit nu hurung digantos ku seuneu nu ageung nu lungsur ka Yerusalem.
Just imagine.
Bayangkeun.
One gigantic flame coming down in Jerusalem.
Hiji hurung seuneu ageung lungsur ka Yerusalem.
I've been thinking about it and I think if that would have happened, we Christians would have to make annual pilgrimages to Jerusalem.
Diparantos ngimutkeun hal eta sareng panginten umpami eta kajantenan urang Kristen bari ngalakukeun perjalanan jarah setiap tahun ka Yerusalem.
We would have to go to Jerusalem to meet the fire.
Urang baris angkat ka Yerusalem kanggo ningali seuneu.
Imagine all of us arriving there.
Bayangkeun urang saraya dugi ka ditu.
And then walking around the flame.
Salah sama apa di buderan seuneu nu hurung.
First warming up front.
Tukah hiji baris ngahaneutkeun salira urang nu
paling. And then the back.
Terasa anu pengker, rika panas.
And the back gets hot, the front gets cold again.
Anu dipayon baris tiis deui.
So you keep on turning like a pancake in the pan.
Pamisarek baris Malik sapertos
kuwi dina katel. And you roll yourself from the front again.
Terus sadarek ngawitan ngahanutkeun diri sadarek ngawitan utipai deui.
Form your once more.
Katanya sadarek hoyong ngahanutkeun penggerenan sakali deui.
Somebody pushes you from behind and says, now it's my turn.
Salah saurang ngadorong sadarek di pengker sarnyarios. Ayana giliran abdi.
And that would be it, ladies and gentlemen.
Eta nu kajantenan para warga sadayana.
That was not God's purpose and design.
Eta teh sanes rancangan sareng maksat Gusti.
The fire of the Holy Spirit is not given to us to have cozy conferences.
Cenah Roh Suci henteu dipastikeun ka urang sabaros ngagaduhan konferensi nu nyaman.
God has eternal designs and eternal purposes when He gives the power of the Holy Spirit.
Gusti ngagaduhan rancangan langgeng sareng tujuan nu langgeng waktos anjeunna masihan kawasa Roh Suci.
We are not just to have fellowship with another.
Orang sana semua ngagaduhan persekutuan sareng nusan.
I think it is a catastrophe when Christians only speak to Christians.
Pangitan eta hiji malapetaka waktos orang Kristen mung nyarios ka orang Kristen.
We don't receive the power of the Holy Spirit just to feel happy and clappy and blessed.
Orang tenampi kawasa Roh Suci mung kanggo ngaraos bingah, gembira sareng diberkahan.
There is no such thing as an anointed couch potato.
Saya urapan pengedulan.
God has a very special purpose for giving us the anointing, the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Gusti ngagaduan tujuan khusus pisan dina masihan urapan eta ka urang sene
Roh Suci. It is our enablement to fulfill the great commission to preach the gospel in the whole wide world.
Eta kamampuan urang kanggo nadunan amanat agung ngadugikeun Injil ka sakuliah dunya.
I ask the Lord.
Abi nyuhunkeun
ka Gusti. I said, Lord, what is the meaning of that small little flame on every head?
Saur abdi, Gusti naon hartosna seuneu alit anu hurung di luhur satiap mastaka? Naon hartosna?
And you know, the Lord spoke to me something I never heard, I never read, but it blessed me tremendously.
Tarek terang, Gusti nyarios ka abdi, anu teu acan kantos ku abdi di dangu, henteu kantos ngaos
tani sapertahan abdi. I want to pass it on to you and I pray that you may be blessed just as much.
Abdi hayang ngadugikeun eta ka saderek panata abdi, saderek diberkahan sami sapertos abdi.
These little flames that descend on everybody's head.
Teuna alit anu hurung enteup di luhureun mastaka masing-masing.
Are potent, portable, miniature power plants.
Nyaeta pembangkit listrik nu kawasa gampil dicandak sareng alit pisan.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
This is absolutely fantastic.
Tangtuai nak cupkeun.
This is the equipment that Jesus Christ gives to his disciples for the road.
Kita perlengkapan nuku Yesus Kristus dipasihkan ka murid-murid nak kanggo angkat.
We don't run after the fire follows us.
Urang henteu ngudag seuna eta, seuna nu nuturkeun urang.
That's what Peter meant when he said.
Eta nu dimaksud Petrus waktos
nyarios. Gold and silver have I none.
Kami teu boga emas jeung perak.
But such as I have.
Tapi nuan nuku kami
teu boga. If I unto you.
Dibikeun ka marana.
He had that flame of fire.
Anjeunna ngagaduhan seuneu hurung
eta. Burning on his head.
Ngaduruk di luhur
mah. Burning in his heart.
Ngaduruk dina manahna.
He maketh his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire.
Anjeunna ngadamel jangjang malaikatna sareng pelayananna janten seuneu hurung.
The gospel is a hot gospel.
Injil teh injil nu panas.
And gospel preachers are hot preachers.
Juru Injil makhluk panas.
The word of God is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes it.
Panganika Gusti teh kawasan Gusti kana kaslametan kanggo satiap jalmi nu
mercaya. Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
I've got a miniature power station.
Abdi ngagaduhan pembangkit listrik miniatur.
Oh, you know it's pollution free fuel.
Oh, pembangkit eta bebas polusi.
And as we go forth and preach the word of God.
Mentawis urang angkat sareng ngadugikeun pangadeg Gusti.
People find salvation.
Jalmi mendakan kasalamatan.
Minus is turned into plus.
Nilai kirang dirobih janten nilai tambih.
And bondage into freedom.
Tawanan janten merdeka.
Sickness into health.
Anun tedamang janten
sehat. Hell into heaven.
Neraka janten sawarga.
This is the purpose of Calvary.
Itu tujuan Kalvari.
It is the greatest privilege to preach this gospel.
Oke, hak istimewa nu ageng kanggo ngadugikeun Injil.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Diberkahan nami Gusti.
I tell you, I can speak on verse 14 with authority because that's where I came from.
Rabi abdi tiasa ngucapkan ayat 14 ku otoritas.
I was one of those unbelieving believers.
Abdi salah sahiji jalmi anu teu percanten.
I had it all in my head.
Ku abdi disimpan dina imutan.
Theology was correct.
Teologi eta leres.
I passed my examinations with distinctions.
Abdi ngarengsakeun ujian eta sareng hormat.
I was ordained.
Abdi ditabiskeun.
I was sent to Africa as a missionary.
Abdi diutus ka Afrika salaku misionari.
Now I wanted to preach that glorious gospel.
Abdi hoyong ngadugikeun Injil nu agung eta.
And see its glorious effect.
Sareng ningali pangaruh nu mulia.
That was so difficult.
Eta susah pisan.
Nothing wanted to move.
Ta aya nu kersa.
And I wept tears before God.
Abi nangisi payunan Gusti.
I said, Lord, what is wrong?
Tora abdi Gusti, naon nu lepa?
What is wrong?
Naon nu lepa?
Well, God took hammer and chisel.
Gusti nyandak palu sareng pahat.
And cut me out of the hardest rock on earth, which is German granite.
Sareng mikis bagian batu abdi nu paling teuas, nyaeta granit Jerman.
That chiseling was a painful process.
Pahatan teh cara nu paling nyeri.
But I learned one lesson.
Hing abdi metik hiji pangajaran.
I'll no more be guided by my opinion.
Abdi henteu deui dipimpin ku ka pendapat nyalira.
I'll open up for the truth of the word of God.
Abdi muka kana bebeneran pangandika Gusti.
And I go according to it.
Kanggo nuturkeunana.
And all of a sudden I saw the power of God move.
Nah, dadak abdi ningali kawasa Gusti gerak.
There's a flame for every head.
Ayana seneuhurung kanggo satiap mastaka.
There's a flame for every head.
Aya seneuhurung kanggo satiap mastaka.
Miniature power stations.
Pembangkit listrik miniatur.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
Amen.
Amin.
Maybe I can still tell you this.
Anggitan abdi teras nyaroskan hal ieu.
There at the beginning, as a young man in Africa.
Abi nama habis seorang pemuda di Afrika.
I lived there for 19 years.
Abi tinggi di dinya salami 18 tahun.
One day,
hejidinten.
I had to pay $30 for the mission office rent.
Abi kedah mayar $30 kangge sewa kantor misi.
And I didn't have the money.
Abi tekaduh artos.
And I prayed and prayed and believed and believed.
Abi nenedah sareng nenedah, abi percanten sareng percanten.
But the evening came and the money hadn't come.
Bengi eta atos teu acan aya.
And I left that mission office and I walked to the house which we had rented.
Abi ngantunkeun kantor misi eta, uih ka bumi sewa nyalira.
And on the street suddenly the power of the Holy Spirit came upon me.
Aradaki perjalanan ka basa rusci lungsur ka abdi.
And I clearly heard the Holy Spirit speak in my heart.
Jelas pisan abdi ngadangu roh suci nyarios dina manah abdi.
Do you want me to give you $1,000,000?
Aha, anjeun mika hoyong kami mere $1 juta ka maneh.
What a question.
Iki patarosan.
$1,000,000.
$1 juta.
This was enough to blow my mind.
Eta tiasa ngapungkeun paraosan abdi.
And for seconds I thought what I couldn't do for Jesus with $1,000,000.
Kedap, abdi ngimut naon nu teu tiasa ku abdi dilakukeun kanggo Yesus ku $1 juta.
Suddenly another thought struck my mind.
Adadak imutan sanes ngalangkung.
And it hit me like a thunderbolt.
Imutan eta ngareuwaskeun abdi
sapertos. People were passing me on the street left and right.
Jalmi pasuliweur di jalan. Sebelah kenca sareng katu.
I didn't care.
Abdi teu peduli.
I lifted my hands.
Abdi ngangkat panangan.
Tears streaming out of my eyes.
Disoca ngalembereh dina soca.
And I cried, I said, no Lord.
Abdi ngagarawak abdi nyarios sanes.
I don't want $1,000,000.
Abdi alim $1 juta.
I want much, much more.
Abdi langkung ti eta.
I said, Lord.
Abdi Gusti.
Give me 1,000,000 souls.
Pasihan abis 1 juta jiwa.
1 million souls.
1 juta jiwa.
I said, Lord, 1 million souls less in hell and 1 million souls more in heaven. That shall be the purpose of my life and ministry.
Aur abdi Gusti, 1 juta jiwa ngirangan di neraka, sang 1 juta jiwa ditambahkan di sawarga. Eta nu janten tujuan hirup sang pelayanan abdi.
That moment the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Atas harita kene, roh suci nyerios ka abdi.
Words I have never heard.
Nyariosanana tacan kantos
kadang. He said to me,
anjana nyarios ka abdi.
You will plunder hell and populate heaven for Calvary's sake.
Anjan baris ngajarah neraka, jeng nambah sawarga demi Calvary.
I am determined.
Abi parantos gaduh tekad.
Because Jesus has made it possible.
Margi Yesus parantos ngamungkinkeun anak.
To win this generation for him.
Kanggo nginginkeun generasi ya kanggo anjeunna.
We will not win this generation.
Urang moal nginginkeun generasi ieu.
If we just keep sitting anointed and appointed.
Pami urang mung calik ngantosan diurapan sareng ditunjuk.
We've got to get going.
Urang kedah ngalingkah. Angkat.
Mark 16 says, and they went out.
Injil Markus pasal 16 nyarios aranjena.
Which
angkat.
Means that they took the initiative.
Mengandung hartos aranjena nyandak inisiat.
They didn't wait for God to go out.
Aranjena hentengantosan Gusti kanggo angkat.
It says they went out.
Dijelaskan aranjena teh angkat.
And the Lord following them.
Gusti nyarengan aranjena.
We must take the initiative.
Orang kedah nyandak inisiatif.
We must go out.
Orang kedah angkat.
We must preach the gospel to every creature.
Orang kedah nguarkan Injil ke segala makhluk.
Then the Lord will be with us.
Satrasna Gusti barisnya rengan orang.
And he will confirm his word with signs following.
Anjana baris neguhkan pangandikan aku tanda-tanda
nyarengan. This is the right way.
Kita cara nuleres.
This is how these blessed first disciples understood it.
Yenumawi ngartos ku murid-murid ngawitanu di
perkahan. This is still true for today.
Ia masih lumaku ayeuna.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit is not given to us to save us trouble.
Urapan roh suci teu dipasihkeun ka urang kangge ngabebaskeun urang tina masalah.
It's given to those who take the trouble to go and preach the word of God.
Urapan eta dipasihkeun ka aranjeuna nu usaha angkat sareng ngadukikeun pangandika Gusti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Diberkahan nami
Gusti. Okay. Let me just summarize once again.
Mohon abdi bade diringkes sakali deui.
The group of disciples which were completely incapable.
Kelompok murid nu sama sekali teu mampu.
They were not educated.
Aranjeunan teu terpelajar.
Very little education.
Kirang pisan dina pendidikan.
They had no earthly means.
Teu beunghar.
They had never traveled further than 100 miles.
Teu kantos angkat langkung ti 100 mil.
Common fisher folk.
Pamayang biasa.
Full of unbelief.
Pinuh ka teu percantenan.
Hard of hearts.
Manah nu degil.
Full of nonsense.
Pinuh ku kacang cayaan.
And Jesus turns to them.
Ras Yesus ningali ka aranjeuna.
And says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Sareng dawuh, indit ka sakuliah dunya uarkeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
That became possible.
Eta tiasa kajantenan.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kalangkungan kawasa Roh Suci.
When the fire fell on the day of Pentecost.
Waktu sana lungsur dina dinten Pentakosta.
These men and women were enabled.
Jalmi-jalmi ya dimampukan.
To do it.
Kanggo ngalakukan tugas etan.
And this is true for today.
Ya lumaku ayeuna.
This is true for you. This is true for me.
Lumaku kanggo saderek. Oke kanggo abdi.
I'm a bearer of this fire.
Abdi nyandak sana iya.
A bearer of this gospel.
Emban Injil iya.
And you cannot carry a flame and be an icicle at the same time.
Tarik tetiasa nyandak seuneu sareng janten es dina waktos nu sami.
Icicles don't develop in a furnace.
Es moal ngembang dina hawu.
I'm hot.
Abdi panas.
You know what they say about fishes?
Terang teu sadarek naon anu dicarioskeun ngeunaan lauk?
They say fish accepts the temperature of the water in which it swims.
Aranjeunna nyaros lauk nampi temperatur cai saloyu sareng tempat ngojena.
Many Christians are like that.
Ceur urang Kristen sapertos kitu.
They just accept the temperature of their environment.
Arena mung nampi temperatur ti lingkunganana.
They've got the temperature of television.
Temperatur TV.
They've got the temperature of the newspapers.
Temperatur surat kabar.
The temperature of politics and of public opinion.
Temperatur politik sareng pendapat umum.
That's why everything is so lukewarm and cold.
Eta margina jatan hanat sareng tiis.
We are not here to accept the temperature of our environment.
Orang teu aya di dieu kanggo nampi temperatur lingkungan urang.
We are here to change it.
Nangin kanggo ngarobihna.
We are bearers of the fire of God.
Orang nu nyandak seuneu Gusti.
We carry the gospel message.
Nyandak pesan Injil.
The word of God.
Pangandika Gusti.
Which is the power of God unto salvation.
Nyata kawasa Gusti dina kasalametan.
For everyone who believes.
Kanggo setiap jalmi nu percanten.
And so I challenge you.
Dan Nabi nantang saderek.
In the name of Jesus.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Get that fire.
Inginkan sana iu.
The Holy Spirit will solve your problems.
Rasuji baris ngareng seken persoalan saderek.
And you will go forth.
Barang saderek baris angkat.
Jesus will be with you.
Yesus baris nyarengan.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Berkahan nami Gusti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
I was preaching in a place.
Abdi khotbah di tempat.
I hope this is in order when I say it.
Abdi miharep ieu karangke sae.
I was preaching in a place and the power of God fell.
Abdi nuju khotbah di hiji tempat teras kawasa Gusti lungsur.
And everybody was rejoicing.
Kata jalmi suka gumbira.
But there were 2-3 people who sat there totally unmoved.
Nang aya 2 sareng 3 jalmi nu calik jadinya katingal henteu gerak.
Totally unmoved. They just looked.
Henteu gerak pisan, mencalik bae dirinya.
And I looked.
Abdi netep aranjeuna.
And they looked.
Imutan abdi kumaha ieu tiasa kajantenna.
And I thought by myself, how is it possible?
Ada tempat eta hurung kangge Gusti.
This whole place is on fire for God.
Aranjeuna malas netep.
And there are 3 people.
Nya tilu jalmi.
Who are not touched.
Nu henteu dijamah.
Suddenly it came to me.
Aradak dongkap ka abdi.
These are asbestos Christians.
Itu Kristen asbes.
You know they are fireproof.
Saya terang aranjeuna kiat ku seuneu.
Absolutely fireproof.
Kiat pisan ku seuneu.
Well, I have got good news for you.
Dengan kaduan wartos nu sae kangge saderek.
I am flammable for Jesus.
Abdi gampil ka duruk kanggo Yesus.
We have a power gospel.
Orang agaduan Injil kawasa.
We have a fire gospel.
Injil ngaturu.
There is a flame on our heads.
Aya sanuhurung dina mastaka.
We take the initiative.
Orang kerana nyandak inisiatif.
And we go into all the world.
Orang warkeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
We preach the gospel to every creature.
Angkat ka sakuliah dunya.
And the Lord confirms it.
Gusti neguhkeun.
With signs following. Hallelujah.
Tanda-tanda anu nyareng.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Diberkahan ami Gusti.
Here we have the commission.
Urang agudan tugas.
The great commission and the great enablement.
Amanat agung sareng kamampuan anu luar biasa.
And those two things always go together.
Eta dua hal jalan sareng.
The great commission.
Amanat agung.
And the great enablement.
Sareng kamampuan nu luar biasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Berkahan nami Gusti.
Well, I'm hot.
Abdi panas.
If you don't feel it, you've got to check your thermometer.
Pami sadarek henteu ngaraoskeun anak sadarek kedah marios
thermometer sadarek.
Pangitan beda eta resa.
Oh, I'm hot.
Oh, abdi panas.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
Can I tell you one little story?
Ingin henteu abdi nyareskeun hiji kisah.
Something that happened to me long ago, but it has never left me.
Anu parantos lami kajantanan ka abdi, henteu kantos hilap.
I was preaching somewhere.
Abdi nuju khotbah di
tempat. At the end of the service, a certain lady came.
Anu dina panungtung kabaktian, seorang istri nyaketan ka abdi.
And she wept.
Anjana nangis.
She said to me, please pray for me because I've got a demon sitting right here.
Anjana nyarios ke abi, punten pangledakan ganggu abi, ayah roh jahat calik di kiri abi.
I said, where?
Sor abi, di mana?
She said, right here.
Marna, di dia.
I said, are you a Christian?
Nah, saya dari korang Kristen.
She said, yes.
Marna, sumuhun.
But the demon sits right here.
Nanging roh jahat diuk di dia.
No, some people are always very quick with answers. Not me.
Ada terang sabar jalmi osok enggal ngawalar nanging abi mah.
And I prayed in my heart. I said, Lord, what must I tell this lady?
Di nana dari lebet mana, Gusti? Nau kedah abdi disaukan.
I'm almost the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Rasuci enggal nyarios.
I said, sister.
Rabi saderek.
I got the answer.
Abi kengeng waleran.
Flies can sit only on a cold stove.
Laler mung tiasa entep dina hawu anu tiis.
Flies loves to sit on a cold stove.
Laler mung diuk dina hawu anu tiis.
For a long, long time.
Dina waktu nu lami pisan.
There's only one thing that can be done.
Eta mung hiji hal anu tiasa
dilakukeun. Get the fire into the stove.
Urungkeun cenah dina hawu.
Get the fire into the stove.
Urungkeun cenah dina hawu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is the truth.
Ieu teh kabeneran.
I tell you, if we are on fire for Jesus Christ.
Nyaris kasare kumpami urang ngegedur kanggo Yesus Kristus.
No dirty devil would dare to touch us.
Moal aya roh jahat nu beres ngajamah urang.
Because he's going to burn his filthy fingers.
Bargi cenah eta beres ngadur ramo-ramo nu kotor.
Amen.
Amin.
Oh, the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, cenah roh suci.
Is the key.
Nyata kunci.
For effective world evangelism.
Kanggo penginjilan dunia nu efektif.
It's not a technique.
Ya sanes hiji teh.
It's not a trick.
Sanes nipu.
It's not a formula.
Sanes resep.
It's just going with the gospel which has been lit by the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Ya mung mapah sareng Injil nu paranto disengget ku roh suci.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kanggo Gusti.
I sense the presence of the Holy Spirit here right now.
Ngaraos ayeuna roh suci di dieu.
And I say to you.
Penyarios kasaderek.
There is a flame for every head.
Hayasana kanggo satiap mastaka.
There is a flame for every head.
Hayasana kanggo satiap mastaka.
I took that flame and I carried it with me.
Penyandak seuneu hurung eta teras nyandak sareng abdi.
I've been crisscrossing the African continent.
Abdi parantos mentas ka benua Afrika.
And where I saw countries closed before.
Di mana abi ningali negara-negara nu sate acana masih nutup.
I all of a sudden realized.
Mendadak abi sadar.
That God has the key for every door.
Dan Gusti ngagaduhan kunci sadaya.
And when he opens, no man can shut and no devil either.
Atos anjeuna muka kanana teu aya nu tiasa nutup kanana kitu.
I saw whole nations shaken by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Ningali sadaya bangsa digoyang ku kawasa Injil Yesus Kristus.
I had the privilege to lead state presidents to Jesus.
Ningali hak istimewa kanggo mimpin pamimpin-pamimpin negara ka Yesus.
On 4 occasions I was invited to address houses of parliament.
Abdi 4 kali diulam khutbah di Dewan Parlemen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, on the first time I preached in the House of Parliament was in Malawi.
Pengawitan khutbah di Dewan Parlemen nyata di Malawi.
And I was only warned half an hour before.
Abdi dipasian terang mung setengah jam saat.
And I sat in the back of the car.
Abdi nuju calik dina mobil.
When the government minister asked me, would you like to preach in the House of Parliament?
Atas pejabat pamarentah tumaros ka abdi. Kersa sadaya khutbah di payunan Dewan Parlemen.
I said yes.
Mangga, Pak Abdi.
I said when.
Kajeng Abdi itu maros deui.
He said now we are already on our way.
Taurna ayeuna nuju dina perjalanan kadinya.
Oh. I started praying at the back. I said, Lord, what am I to preach?
Abdi ngawitan nada, saur abdi Gusti naon nu kedah didugikeun.
The Lord said to me, preach on the blood of Jesus.
Nada wadugikeun ngeunaan Gusti Yesus.
It was very fortunate because that's my best message anyway. I arrived in the House of Parliament.
Abdi dugi ka Dewan Parlemen.
The speaker introduces me.
Pembicara ngenalkan abdi.
I took the microphone from him.
Ras abdi nyandak mic.
I said, Honorable Speaker of the House, I'm a speaker as well.
Abdi pembicara nu dipihormat, abdi oge saurang pembicara.
I'm an ambassador of Christ.
Abdi duta kanggo Kristus.
And I've got a word from God for you and this house.
Abdi kado hiji kalimah ti Gusti kanggo saderek sareng dewan.
And I started to preach on the blood of Jesus.
Tas ngawitan khutbah ngenaan getih Yesus.
First everything dead quiet.
Ngawitan mah sadayana tenang.
Suddenly a little hallelujah there.
Lajeng aya nu ngagereundeung hallelujah.
A small amen there.
Amin di paling ditu.
After about 45 minutes I thought I was on the football field.
Parantos kene kita 45 menit abdi ngaros abdi aya di lapangan sepak bola.
And when I came to the conclusion of my message, all of a sudden I was troubled.
Waktu suwi kana kesimpulan khutbah abdi ngadadak riwang.
I thought by myself, I can't just do as if I'm here in one of my gospel crusades. I'm in the House of Parliament.
Abdi ngemut abdi tetiasa ngelakukan eta seperti sabri ayah di KKR. Abdi ayah di payun Dewan Parlemen.
See, that was my German brain again.
Tinggal, eta emutan Jerman abdi nu muncul deui.
And I said to myself, what about protocol?
Abdi nyaris kadirinya lira. Kumaha sareng eta
tata cara. The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Atau sarita roh suci ngadawuh ka abdi.
He said, no protocol, make an altar call.
Tawuhanana, saya tata cara resmi lakukan panyaur mimbar.
And I said, everybody bow his heads in the name of Jesus.
Lara abdi, sadaya jalmi tumungkul di lebet nami Yesus.
I said, who wants to receive Jesus Christ as a Savior?
Lara abdi sahanu hoyong nampi Yesus Kristus salaku juru selamat na.
There must have been 50-60% of the parliamentarians.
Ayak kinten kinten 50-60% tina sadaya parlemen.
Oh, that day I have learned.
Oh, abdi diajarin tan eta.
An altar call to God is much more worth than all protocol.
Anu Gusti hiji panyaur mimbar jauh langkung berharga ti sadaya tata cara.
Oftentimes by all sort of courtesy rules.
Sering pisan imutan abdi mung kana tata krama.
Let's preach the gospel without fear or favor.
Ayo urang ngadugikeun Injil henteu ngaraos sieun atawa nabi kanggo
kanca. The gospel is for all.
Injil kanggo sadaya jalmi.
They went out preaching the gospel everywhere.
Aranjeuna angkat ka sagala penjuru kanggo nguarkeun Injil.
Our generation must hear this gospel everywhere.
Generasi urang kadang-kadang Injil ieu di sagala penjuru.
This is what God has in mind.
Eta nu aya dina imutan Gusti.
Here is the great commission.
Eta teh amanat agung.
It's an address to you and to me.
Nu ditunjukkeun ka abdi sareng saderek.
Nobody can escape it.
Da aya saurang oge anu tiasa lumpat.
It's not a recommendation, it is a command.
Ada rekomendasi, ieu parentah.
And the Lord gives the enablement.
Gusti masian kamampuan.
And sends us with the flame and the fire, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Utus urangku seuneu nu hurung sareng seuneu kawasa roh suci.
Into a lost world.
Kalebet dunya nu ical.
To change everything.
Kanggo ngarubih sadayana.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
Jesus is here.
Yesus aya di dieu.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Roh suci aya di dieu.
You are here.
Sadarek oge aya di dieu.
That's all what is needed.
Eta nu diperyogikeun.
And you will be turned around.
Sadarek baris malik.
You will be set on fire.
Rasti pinuhan ku seuneu.
And you will speak the word of God with authority.
Sadarek ngadugikeun pangaringan Gusti ku otoritas.
And Jesus will be with you to confirm it.
Yesus baris nyarengan sadarek kanggo neguhkeun.
With signs following.
Ku tanda-tanda nu nyarengan.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kanggo Gusti.
Amen.
Amin.
What a mighty God we serve.
Harus pisan urang nyalayan Gusti nu luar.
Come on, let's stand and let's lift hands and let's praise the Lord.
Gerang adek angkat pananganmu di Gusti.
Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Syukur ka Gusti Yesus, hatur nuhun, hatur nuhun, hatur nuhun.
God, glory to God.
Kamulyan ka Gusti.
Oh Lord, I thank you.
Tuh Gusti hatur nuhun.